since 2011, any teacher or lecturer who's entered the profession has been paid at a lower rate of pay than their colleagues for carrying out the same work just by virtue of the date that they started in employment. So we've been campaigning on this issue since 2011. We have made progress. With the difference in pay now is down to an average of about 11%. We are currently engaged in negotiations with the government to try and resolve the last remaining issue. But we're protesting today outside of all our schools, our adult and further education centres and the Institutes of Technology to say once and for all that if this current engagement does not resolve this issue, then we'll have no option left but come September to use our campaign or our mandate for industrial action.
Now, we had a lunchtime protest not so long ago. It got a lot of public interest. There was a lot of support. And I thought it interesting. I visited a few of these. It was a mixture of teachers on the old pay scale, those on the new pay scale. There seemed quite a bit of camaraderie there. But they only have a limited effect. They're on the lunch break. It's not putting mums or dads or students up or down. So it's getting the message out there again. But if nothing comes from it, what next? We're heading towards the summer holidays, so there's a window of there. So what's next and how soon?
Well, the current talks that we're engaged in with the government are due to end in June. Now, we're hoping that it will be early June. What we're saying is because teachers have been hit a lot more than other areas of the public service, that the talks must address all of their issues. If it does not, then in September, we are going to have to look at escalating our industrial action. I think it's important for your listeners to note as well that this is also about the quality of the education that we can provide to students. We are now seeing a real recruitment and retention crisis in teaching. We are seeing students now missing out on learning because we cannot get teachers with subject specialisms.
And we're seeing graduating teachers being courted by the likes of Dubai and other areas. I mean, they are being offered packages to say, look, you've had excellent training here. We want you. This is what we can offer you. That versus what they can get in their own country. I mean, that is a reality. It's happening.
It is, and in fact, the Higher Education Authority conducted a survey recently and found that 21% of teachers who we are educating here are actually emigrating straight away for the reason that you have set out. They're thinking, why should we go into a profession that is treating us differently from the get-go? Mm.
And look, half of them may be doing it anyway, but not as many that are doing it. You know, I mean, we're not going to presume that, you know, some newly graduated teachers, some will take that opportunity, maybe see it as sort of, not a year out, but just a different experience before they start their career in earnest. But there is no doubt there is a disproportionate amount of our new graduates that are being headhunted, that are being drawn away from the teaching system here. And we are seeing increasing student numbers. Something's got to give.
Absolutely. I mean, you're correct. 4% of teachers always emigrated because that's the experience that they wanted. That has increased now fivefold. In second level education, we're going to have an increase of between 50,000 and 60,000 students between now and 2025. And unless this pay equality is addressed, we actually won't have the teachers to teach them.
I think it was a lady I spoke to who missed out on this. I think she had to go on her honeymoon or something, or a holiday was booked or something. But because of it was like a really short window that when she returned to work or when she took up her post, she was on this new pay scheme. So she's sitting in having a cup of tea with people. They're all equally qualified. They all have equal experience, but one is getting more than. What is the difference over the course of a year? Do we know, Joanne, between someone on this the lower pay scale versus those on the, I suppose you'd call it the regular pay scale?
It's between 4,000 and 5,000 euro a year of a difference now. Mm-hmm. Now, we have made progress. It was a lot more. I mean, there was a 27% gap at one point. We're down now to 11% gap, but it's still an average of 4,000 and 5,000 euro less for carrying out the exact same work.
And just remind me, Joanne, sorry, does this cover all schools or Donegal ETB? Are they different or...?
It covers the schools within Donegal ETB, the community and comprehensive schools in the county, also Letterkenny Institute of Technology, and all of our further and adult education centres in the county as well.
Okay, so they're out on the out having a lunchtime protest, so as not to disrupt teaching. That's today.
Yeah.
And at what point? What is the deadline? At what point, if there is no movement, and listen, at some point, the union is going to have to say it's going to be this day or that day. when is a decision going to be made? Because the mandate's there, isn't it? Teachers have voted in favour of industrial action, so that box is ticked, isn't it?
Yes, over 80% of our members have voted for that. So the talks are due to complete in June. So we'll see what comes out of those talks. But either way, our executive will be meeting then in August to make a decision on what steps to take from that. But there definitely steps will be taken because it has just now gone on too long. And all of the three teacher unions, their congresses, all have a united view on this. So although TUI is protesting today, this is a major issue across all of the primary and post-primary.